secretive meeting of representatives from Western European countries and North American countries known as the Bilderberg Group is scheduled to begin tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Alex Jones broke the story on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, his websites, and Coast to Coast last night, and he's out there now with an update. Hello, Alex. What happened today?
George, for the last 5 minutes, I've been in an incredible emergency just waiting for you to come to me. George, we're sitting here in the room. As the phone rings with your producer, Tom Danheiser, to put me on, the fire alarm goes off.
Oh, my gosh.
So everybody is exiting the building. I know this is a setup. They timed it exactly when this happened. We were in the restaurant tonight. These huge cops come in, FBI, about 45, 55 years old. They're sitting there. There's a couple of them, but one of them, I said, that's a cop. And then he starts saying, hey, you're not planning anything violent. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We've had other people coming up and doing this. There's agents, spies everywhere. We're inside here right now. And it got huge all over the web. My report last night, you know I never come on with this type of, you know, incredible stuff happening live. This is happening live. Open the door. I want them to hear the fire alarm. Open the door. I want people to hear this live to the, you know, 16 million people listening.
And where are you, Alex? Well, you can hear the alarm in the background.
George, do you hear that?
Yeah. Now, where are you exactly?
Now, they're going to use this as an excuse. The Westfields Marriott, right outside D.C. in Chantilly, they want to use this to flush us out of here. They're very upset. Everybody that covers Bilderberg, I was detained 2 years ago, interrogated, screamed at. They said Bilderberg was upset about me, wanted to stop us. This is guaranteed. Everywhere we go, we're followed. We have another hotel across town as a base of operations. They were there questioning us, getting in our faces. We're being followed everywhere. I need everybody's support right now. I pray to God they don't try to set me up. They may have tried to concoct this in some way to say, you know, look, they didn't leave during a fire drill, assessing me, knowing I would stay and do the interview. But again, the moment the phone rang with Tom Danheiser, the moment the phone rang, the guys answered it, I'm standing there, the alarm goes off. It's going off right now. The guests are exiting the hotel out there. Of course there's no fire. This is just absolutely insane. I noticed, too, that there was over 100 security people here today, but tonight we got back, and it was a total ghost town, and this is what's insane. We have a security guy walk up to us 30 minutes ago, about 25 minutes ago, before this happened, and said, what are you guys doing? We said, we're just walking around checking out the artwork in the hotel, which we actually were admiring, but we were also going around getting some footage. And you know, they said, well, no cameras allowed. We said, fine. And then he said, yeah, we had somebody do a fire alarm a few weeks ago, and me and Rob, my camera guy, were going, why is he telling us about a fire alarm? I forgot that part, George. These bastards have done this. I don't know how. They're planning to try to set us up or something, but this is incredible. We are here in the middle of this right now, George.
Well, all right, you get yourself outside and be safe, okay?
Okay, once I get out, do you want Tom to call me back or to find out what happened?
We'll call you back, make sure everything's okay, Alex.
Okay, there'll be total coverage at PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be here the next 3 days covering this for you, George. This is insane. Everybody, pray for us, and thank God you're there. Thank God you were there to cover when I got detained in Canada. All we're trying to do is get the First Amendment out. We're reporters. It's our right when 125 world leaders show up. If 125 Hollywood people showed up and it was in secret, there'd be media everywhere. We have a right and a duty to find out what's going on. We have a right and a duty to cover what's going on here, and that's all we're doing is free Americans under the First Amendment. We've paid our way. We're staying in this hotel. They kick us out tomorrow for the official meeting to begin. Globalists are already arriving. And this is some kind of stunt. These bastards walked up to us and made a comment about fire alarms. That's the part I forgot to tell you. And I'm like, why did he say that? We're like, that's weird. We come up in the elevator. We walk in the room. We've got our crew in here. The phone rings. And right as the phone rings and they pick it up, and your producer's calling us, this alarm.
All right, Alex, get yourself out of there, and we'll check back with you. That's okay. Alex Jones, who's obviously very excited over what's going on there where the Bilderbergs are meeting. Now, the Bilderberg Group is an elite invitation-only conference of very influential members of business, media, political community. Past attendees have included Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and then a number of other people that we just have no idea who they are. A four-year-old boy is in rehab.